We'll try to reverse everything.
It's 8:30. We'll call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation is Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byer, Setzer. Approve or disapprove agenda is presented.
I'd move the agenda be approved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
I'd move the minutes be approved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. In favor, Juergens, Dorn.
I wouldn't hear.
Adams, Lytle, Byers, Setzer, Bauman abstaining as he was not here. So, and Juergens abstaining also. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items on equalization. Approve or disapprove maintenance agreement with Standard Appraisal Service effective November 1st through October 31st, 2012.
And I believe Roger has viewed this, right? You said you gave this copy of this to Roger, right?
I never thought about it.
I thought when we talked, you gave it to him longer ago.
I think I did. Because I've had it for a while, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's the same one that's always been. Nothing's changed on it. Yeah, you're right. I think I did one here because we've had that for a while. Okay.
What's the rate?
Oh, 58 days at $40,020 per year, plus anything beyond that at $86.25 per hour.
That's if he'd go to Turk on your behalf. Or anything that he would do extra.
And just for a point of discussion, if we didn't do this, what would be the process? What would we have to do?
Probably give me a full-time appraiser with benefits. And that would truly be what, you know, we used to have a couple down there. So what he's basically doing, because of the structure like the ethanol plants, the biodiesels, and all those, unique properties, there's very limited sources out there that can do that type of appraisal work. So just like one facility would, if you had somebody come in on a fee side, would be very expensive. So we've chose to go this route just for the fact that there's no benefits or anything like that. And then, you know, he comes in and we do a lot of the data entry. My own office staff does. So he does the final, but we do the data entry. We do some of the measuring and some of that. But with the commercial properties especially, it's very valuable to have him. And he works in several counties throughout the state. So.
And we've had a relationship for how long with Mr. Stannard?
Well, I've been here since 1978, and he's been a part of our county probably from the 80s on. Now, we all haven't always had him as the contracted, but
he's very familiar with.
Right.
I'd make a motion to approve that maintenance agreement with Standard Appraisal Services.
Sorry. Moved by Bauman, seconded by Byers. Discussion.
Morning.
Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove amended tax rate for Lincoln Township.
Make a motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion.
What changed it from what to what?
Okay, basically what we approved the tax rates on October 5th, and Lincoln Township had a special meeting on October 6th. So the day after, they have asked for, I believe, the 7.5 cent levy. Well, it doesn't quite figure out that with the request. They're asking for $41,138. So with 19 of 172 registered voters present, then they can go over the amount that they originally had. And I think it was 0.04 cents before. This will be a 1 year thing. This is a town hall meeting. It's not a special election. From what I understand.
So a one-year override.
One-year override.
They'll have to do it every year, or if they do get it on the ballot, sometimes those go for 5 years.
Okay.
that this was done the day after we approved the, so it's just, the levies have to be set by the 15th, and we did a month ago.
Any more discussion? I think I will, just a little bit while we're on this, Matt. Well, the discussion on it. The discussion's been on townships, and I don't know if you guys received this from the 2020 County Government Committee recommendations. I just saw it this morning. But best practice recommendations, counties operating under a township form of government should examine existing laws when determining whether the township form is viable and appropriate in their county. So as townships struggle for revenue, maybe that is something we look at in the future is doing something different. And this is brand new. I just opened it 5 minutes ago, so I haven't read it. That's all my discussion on that. Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. What else, Patty?
Basically, we're just consolidating the rates now. A few of them have gone up when you do the consolidation on them. And putting those in the computer and starting to get ready for billing for the new year. So, I mean, for the old year, and then starting over with the new year. And pretty much Homestead, we're going in the computer now, and that's kind of where we're at. We're out in the field doing some pictures, looking at some commercial properties, trying to figure out what with values all over the place, what to do and what's going on. So, unfortunately, a lot of foreclosures have been coming through and things like that. The market's still kind of quiet, so.
Okay. Matt.
I have a question about old railroad lines and exempt lines that go through properties. How do we go through and exempt those? Are there some that are not taxed to the landowner? Say it's abandoned, it's turned back to the landowner. Do we look through that all the time, or how does that work?
We don't look through it all the time. It's kind of complicated because we're trying to see if we can get Marcus from GIS Workshop. A lot of the railroad land the farmers have bought that is attached to their property. The other day, I know someone was in and they wanted to buy a real small amount that we have taxed, but we have like 15 acres that may go through a section. We don't do every little tiny increment. You know, we've got like so many acres that goes through a section. All railroad properties are done through centrally assessment unless they're abandoned. And so we try to find out for sure, you know, and we're trying to figure out if there's anything on the GIS layer where we could see if we've got every little piece of line, you know, that is taxed. So we're working with that on the UP and the Burlington. We do have some pieces, but now whether we have, I mean, our cards are dated back to way, I mean, we don't even recognize some of the names like QBC, Right-Away Railroad, you know. I assume that was Chicago, Burlington.
When we looked, OVR, Republican Valley Railroad, and we found them just looking off the plat book.
Yeah.
And Matt brings up a very valid point, though. If that land is just sitting in there not being taxed, the railroad has no incentive to sell it if they're not paying anything on it. So
I would say we're going to talk to Marcus Twos and see, because we do have some of it taxed. Now, do we have every little increment or every little piece? We're not sure. The railroads are supposed to report to the assessors by a certain date of what is out there that hasn't been sold. Because there's also something called that makes it automatically exempt. I can't think of the word for it. I can give it to you when I go look at my... Some of it you cannot go back and tax.
On abandoned lines that they haven't been there for...
Mm-hmm. Some of it you cannot go back and tax. So I'd have to... I'll get to the word I can't.
You mean go back and tax, but what about currently tax?
No, you can't tax it, period, at all.
Even if it's not railroad use at all, if the landowner's been farming it,
and I've got
used it for whatever reason.
I'll bring that down because I've got the sheet.
Well, we probably need to understand it. I mean, if we're going to be asked those questions, we need to understand it.
Yeah, and I'm really concerned, too. So we would like to see if there's anything on the GIS side where we could find out exactly where every little piece of a band. You know, a lot of it has, well, at one time they wanted it to go back to like the landowner.
Revisionary rights, yeah.
That may be the word, I think. I'm trying to think of the word that, because we do have a map that tells us the ones that we can collect on and the ones that we can't, so. And I don't know, do you know of places that we don't have taxed, or is it just?
I was just thinking of the old abandoned lines that are out there, and are we consistent across the board? And it's, you know, it's not the 1 or 2 acres, but it's a cumulative effect throughout the entire county. Just as a part of equalization, are we treating everyone the same?
We're treating everybody, as far as I know.
I don't know.
If we know where it's at, all out.
I don't know. That's a question. Yeah. I just was curious how that worked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the same with recreational land. You know, we need to go out and try to find a lot more of that than what we do, because actually farm ground isn't being used for farming, but only recreational purposes. You know, that's another thing, too. So we're trying to be as, you know, but I'm sure there might be a piece or two out there that,
sure,
because they were centrally assessed. And it was miles of railroad that was charged, and so.
Thanks.
But we do have a lot of it taxed, and a lot of it went back to the landowners. But we do have some tax statements that are going to the railroad. But I know the other day someone came in, and if you're going to sell off just a very tiny, minuscule amount, you know, the value of that is so small.
As Road and Bridge Committee found out, trying to acquire on Linden Road, the railroad minimum purchase is $4,500. That is their bottom dollar. So
how many acres?
It don't matter. That's their bottom dollar. So I think that's what Keith said, wasn't it? $4,500?
Keith is who I was working with, but we wouldn't tax it near that because of the fact that it's got the creosote in at the track and all that.
You probably saw Keith's paperwork, wasn't it, right?
I thought he was telling me about 0.02 hundredths of an acre.
Yeah, not a lot. Not a lot, so.
Yeah, that one's taxed. There's 15 acres we had on the books because he was in. But we are working on that, and we're trying to figure out if Marcus especially can work, giving us an idea of.
Okay. Anything else for equalization? Gage County Board of Equalization adjourned at 8:42, Board of Supervisors at 8:45.